Here is your passport to romance. Mutual presents Mitzi Green and Larry Brooks, stars from Broadway musicals and the new radio musical play, Passport to Romance. A half-hour cruise with a cargo of love and laughter and song. From theater and screen, and now appearing at the Capitol Theater in New York, here is Mitzi Green.
Mitzi Green reporting for duty. Only duty is a pleasure in this case, as I become Nancy Sparks, singer with a band aboard the SS Harmonia. An ocean voyage with music and love. Who could ask for more? Especially when the boy in question is the boy who sings with you. He's played by Larry Brooks, the hero of Song of Norway. Larry?
Hi, everybody. My name for the next half hour is Chuck Piper. And Chuck signs a great big ditto to what Nancy just said. He loves her, he loves singing with the ship's band, he loves everything, except the complications they sometimes get into. For instance, the Harmonia is now approaching Belize in British Honduras, and Chuck has had word that waiting anxiously on the dock there is Mrs. Piper. Chuck doesn't even know who she is. What is going to happen? That's what we'd like to know. And you can find out, too, just by coming along with us on this half-hour holiday as Mutual presents Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks.
And Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper.
In Passport to Romance.
Ready now, our cruise ship is waiting and our story is impatient to begin. The scene, the SS Harmonia, rapidly approaching the port of Belize in British Honduras, Central America. The place, far up on the prow, where a life-sized figurehead looks forward toward the approaching shoreline. Uh-oh, correction, please. That's no figurehead. It's Chuck Piper. How do we know? He moved. He took a deep breath. And when Chuck takes a deep breath, there's only one result. As witness.
Let the drums roll out. Let the trumpet call. While the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. To the martial swing, strike up the band. Yankee doo-doo-loo-doo-loo, we'll come through doo-doo-loo-doo-loo. For the red, white, blue-doo-loo, take your stand. Fall in line, yea, bull, come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call. While the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. To the marshal swing, strike up the band. Yankee doo-doo-loo-doo-loo, we'll come through doo-doo-loo-doo-loo. For the red, white, blue doo-doo-loo, take your stand. Fall in line, yay, pull. Come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hello, Nancy.
What are you looking for out there?
Trouble, and plenty of it. Boy, that cheerful number I just chirped doesn't express my real feelings one bit.
Why? What's on your mind, pal?
What's on my... Listen, do you see that country rapidly approaching through the water?
Seems to me I do perceive a continent off the starboard bow.
That is British Honduras, the port of Belize. And the radiogram I got said that Mrs. Piper is waiting for me on the dock there.
Well, fine, fine. Why the long puss?
Nancy, I don't even know who she is.
Oh, probably just some little old wife you married and forgot.
Yeah, maybe that. What? Nancy, will you cut it out? I never
even... Yes, you little devil. You probably have one in every port.
Well, I haven't been in every port. I mean, Nancy, you shouldn't say things like that.
I'm very worried about this.
Well, Chuck, so this is Belize. Interesting, isn't it?
Oh, no, not to me it isn't. I'm too nervous. Nancy, the captain said Mrs. Piper would be here to meet me on the dock, but I don't see anyone I know.
Maybe she's grown a beard since you married her.
Nancy, will you stop that kind of talk? I didn't marry any beard. I mean...
All right, maybe she didn't grow a beard.
Look, if you can't say anything more cheerful than that, you might as well sing.
Okay, pal, I can take a hint and a cue. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree,
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Well, Chuck, how'd you like it?
What? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Nancy. I was hardly listening.
Oh, still looking for Mrs. P?
Yeah, but I don't see anyone who...
Oh, no one except that very pretty girl over there who's coming this way.
Where? Oh, well, she is coming this way, isn't she? Right?
Right towards you, brother.
Chuck!
Oh, hello.
Oh, Chuck, you are Chuck, aren't you?
Yes, miss, but
oh, I'm just so glad to see you. I'm going to throw my arms around you and...
Oh, goodness sake.
How are you, Chuck, dear?
Why, I was only...
Well, Chuck, why don't you answer the lady?
Miss, are you Mrs. Piper?
I certainly am, Pat Piper.
Why don't you introduce us, Chuck?
Oh, Mrs. Piper, may I present my fiancée, Nancy Sparks.
How do you do?
Always glad to meet any wife of Chuck.
Oh, goodness, I'm not his wife. I married to his cousin, Peter Piper.
What? Is Pete down here?
That's right, managing a plantation.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know he was married. Oh, gosh, I haven't seen him since he was a little kid. How is he?
I think he's in trouble. That's why I sent you the radiogram.
What's the matter, Pat?
He disappeared about 3 days ago.
Disappeared?
Yes. He went upcountry to inspect the north section of the plantation, and I haven't heard from him since. Oh, but I read in the paper that you were coming in on the Harmonia, and he'd always talked so much about his cousin Chuck that
sure. Sure, I'll do all I can. Gosh, tell us what happened to him.
Well, not here. Come on up to the house.
Lead the way, Pat. If Cousin Pete's in trouble, I'm the guy to help him.
The Pipers are coming, tra-la, tra-la.
Here we are.
Oh, what a cute house.
It sure is.
So you're a singer on the ship, Chuck.
Yes, he is. But first, tell us about Pete. How
well,
did this...
Pete never told me you could sing.
Well, that's because he hasn't seen me for so long. I'm really not bad,
you know. I'd love to hear you.
Why, sure.
Not now, Chuck. Pat's all upset.
Well, it might calm me down, Nancy. Help me to collect my thoughts.
Yeah. See, Nancy?
Oh, it's a conspiracy. All right. Go ahead, Chuck. Make with a song.
There should be a cottage not too big, not too small. That little dream got nowhere at all. There should be a doorbell and a kiss in the hall. That little dream got nowhere at all. I wish my pillow wouldn't tell me what a chance I had. I wish the willow wouldn't whisper, not bad, not bad. Sunday morning papers and a porch with a view. That little dream had something, and it could still come true. That little dream got nowhere without you. I wish my pillow wouldn't tell me what a chance I had. I wish the willow wouldn't whisper, not that,
not bad. Sunday morning papers and a porch with a view. That little dream had something, and it could still come true. That little dream got nowhere without you.
Oh, Chuck, you're really good.
Yes, it surprises everyone.
Quiet, sister. Just because you're...
Welcome to home.
Hello, King Edward. I'm glad you came in. Nancy and Chuck, this is King Edward. He's the foreman of the native workers on the plantation.
Hello to you, Missy and Master.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
King Edward.
King Edward's been a great help to us ever since we came here 2 months ago.
What kind of plantation is this, Pat?
We raise balata trees.
What for?
We get chicle from them.
Tickle?
Chicle.
That's what they make chewing gum from,
it's
Junior.
It's a very good job, and Pete was glad to get it. Oh, the man who had it before him was lazy and dishonest.
His name was Master Turnbull.
Yes, and when Turnbull was fired, he threatened to take revenge on the man who replaced him.
So you think that maybe Turnbull has done something
to... Pete said he'd send me a message as soon as he got to the upcountry house, but he's been gone about 3 days and I haven't heard a word.
But, Pat, why haven't you notified the police?
Oh, there'd be a lot of talk in the papers, and the owners might think that Pete can't take care of things. I was going to the police anyway,
but... you read that I was coming, huh?
That's right.
Well, I'll start looking for him right away. King Edward can guide me,
Go now, Master. Soon to be dark. We start first thing in morning.
Okay, at the crack of dawn.
On horseback.
Uh-oh, at the crack of spine.
Never mind her, King Edward. I'll be ready.
This way to ride, sir. Up this path.
Boy, sure is pretty in the rising sun. How far do you have to go, King Edward?
I cannot tell, sir. Soon as we find sign of Master Piper, we will to leave the trail.
Which fork of the road do we take here?
The one to the left, sir, round the bend.
Okay, this way, horsey. Say, King Edward, look.
Someone riding ahead of us, sir.
Yeah, let's hurry up and overtake him. Come on. Hey! Hey, you, wait a minute!
Well, good morning, fellow rangers.
Nancy.
Hiya, pard.
You interloper.
Stranger, when you say that, smile.
I don't feel like smiling.
It is very much dangerous ahead, Mrs. Parnes.
Oh, thanks, King Edward. But if he can go, I can go.
Oh, yeah? What use will you be?
Well, I can cook and sew.
Oh, great. That's all we need on a rescue trip, a little fancy hem-stitching.
And I can sing.
Ah, that is great. Music lightens the journey, Master.
Not her music.
Just for that, I'm going to give right now. But only for you, King Edward, and the three horses.
More than you know, more than you know, boy of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, boy of my heart, I string along. You need me so, more than you ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever
was most excellent. I do indeed think so. Most excellent, Missy.
Yeah, the horses liked it, too, I guess.
Well, they've got more sense than some people I know.
That'll be enough from the female contingent. We've got work to do. And if you're going to come along, Nancy, you'll have to keep up with us.
Right, I'm cowboy. I'm right with you.
Well, we've been riding over an hour now.
Not a sign of anything yet.
But only now do we get into the dangerous country, Master and Missy. If we are to run into trouble, this is the bestest locality, man.
Trouble? All I can hear are the songs of the birds.
Yeah? How did you like that bird?
That was a 32 canary.
Halt! Halt, all of you.
Oh, look, a guy with a gun.
Correction, two guys with two guns.
Looks like we get him, all right, boss.
Sure looks like it, Mago.
What's the meaning of this?
Come off it, pal. Don't play innocent with us. Your name's Piper, ain't it?
Yes, it is, but what is that?
And that's the girl there, right with him. And King Edward from the plantation.
I do recognize you, too. You are former Master Turnbull.
Correct.
And his friend Mago.
Couldn't be righter.
And these two here are Mr. and Mrs. Peter Piper, the pair who got my job away from me.
What? Oh, you're making a big mistake.
I ain't never seen you before. But he says his name's Piper, and you're riding horses with the plantation brand. So you're the pair I want. Now, forward, march.
Well, look here, Turnbull. We only
Whatever
came up here because...
Whatever you came for, it was a mistake, which I intend to straighten out. Forward, march.
No, no, wait a minute. You can't do this.
Don't argue, ma'am. Start your three horses, or you'll hear from our two colts. Oh, Pat. Hi, Pat. I'm home.
Oh, why, Pete. Oh, Pete, honey, I'm so glad you're safe.
Oh, of course I'm safe, Dopey. What made you think I wasn't?
Well, I didn't hear from you for 3 days, and I was...
Oh, beginning... well, my horse went lame, and it took me a long time to reach the Upland Station.
Is that all? I thought that awful man Turnbull had got you. That's why Chuck and Nancy went after you.
Who?
Chuck and... Don't tell me you didn't meet them.
Well, I didn't meet anybody, dear.
But Chuck Piper, your cousin Chuck... He came in on the Harmonia, the cruise ship in the harbor.
He did? Well, I'll be switched.
And I asked him to go look for you. His fiancée, Nancy Sparks, went with him.
What, no guide?
Well, yes, King Edward went along.
And but Turnbull's on the loose upcountry. I had word from one of my men. Why, they may all be in danger.
Oh, jeepers, what are we going to do?
Well, they were nice enough to go to rescue me. Now we'll have to go to rescue them. Come on, Pat.
Hey, Mago, cut out that whistling. But it's my favorite tune, boss. Begin to begin.
Yeah, mine too. But we got business with these folks here. Now listen, Piper.
Hey, for the 84th time, will you please listen?
Now,
you can't take us...
You're going to start that routine again? Telling me you're not Piper?
Well, he's Piper, but he's not the right one.
And I suppose you're not his wife?
No, but it's an idea.
And this isn't King Edward, who used to work for me when I was manager.
Oh, the very same master man, without a doubt. But I
okay,
say...
Okay, then. Piper? You're going to sign this letter saying that you give up your job and that you do it of your own free will.
I can't sign it. But even if I could, I wouldn't. I don't...
No? Well, then you three will just sit here in this shack until you do sign this Piper paper.
Yeah, I can't even talk straight.
I can talk straight enough to say this. If he doesn't sign, you'll all stay here until you rot. Now, come on, Margot.
Nancy.
Yeah.
How long does it take to rot in this climate?
Oh, don't be revolting. About a week, I guess.
Yeah?
Hey, what am I saying?
Bossman, Missy, come here to window. With quickness.
All right, King Edward, what is it?
Yeah, what's cooking, besides our goose?
Look there yonder, in the bushes at the edge of clearing.
That looks like Pat.
And that is Master Peter Piper with her.
Is that Pete? Gosh, he's grown since I saw him last. I wouldn't have recognized him. Good old Pete.
Listen, old home week, this is no time to grow mellow. They have obviously come to rescue us.
Yes, they are carrying firearms indubitably.
Guns, but Turnbull and Muggle have guns, too. They're liable to get hurt.
Gosh, what are we going to do?
Nancy, I got an idea. Came to me right out of the blue.
Yeah, well, what's your blue idea?
Those two yeggs said their favorite song was Begin the Begin, remember? Now suppose...
Say no more, troubadour. Just sing.
When they begin.
Here they are, both Turnbull and Muggo.
And they listen to Master sing.
Music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. time with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning, oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the
brother, that was swell. Our favorite song, too.
Yeah, we didn't know you could sing.
Well, Muggo and Mr. Turnbull, there's a lot you don't know.
For instance, we're right behind you.
And we've got you covered. Hands up.
What? Why, who are you?
Peter Piper, at your service.
But how can you be
Peter? We tried to tell you, Turnbull. Didn't we, Nancy?
Yes, Chuck. We were so patient.
Muggo, we got the wrong guy.
So I see, boss.
But you are both very naughty boys. And now you've got to pay the piper.
Well, that certainly is a hot one. We start out to rescue
yes,
you.
Yes, and it ends up with our rescuing you.
Well, at least those two free shooters are behind bars.
And Pete can get his work done in peace.
And even if I really wasn't kidnapped, it was darn nice of you to come after me, Cousin Chuck.
Ah, shucks. The least I could do for a relative, Pete.
Well, when you get back to Bloomington, I hope you'll give my best to Uncle Eli.
Bloomington? Eli?
Hey, what's the matter? You've forgotten your hometown and your father's name?
Bloomington, Indiana. Eli Piper.
But I come from Maine, and my father's name is Joel.
Ye God.
But, Chuck, you have a cousin Pete.
Yeah, and I heard he'd grown to be a big guy, so I
and
naturally
Pete,
thought...
And, Pete, you have a cousin Chuck.
Yes, but I guess it's just a coincidence.
You mean, after all that hullabaloo, we're not even related at all?
Back on the harmonia.
Yep, I'm glad of it.
And as we say goodbye to beautiful Belize,
bong!
We hear wafted on the gentle evening breeze the echo of sweet music.
And who could this music be coming from?
Why, I should say that roughly 50% of it is from me.
And the other 50%, not so roughly, from me.
Shall we blend our voices, old boy?
As the straight piece of string said, why not?
I want to ride a horse and buggy through Central Park. I want to sail the seven seas in a homemade ark.
And drink champagne from a lady's slipper. Up
the China Clipper. Take a trip to Mars
and ride my bike without my hands on the handlebars. And get some stardust from some shiny little stars.
I want to win next year's election fair and sing Kalyachi at the Met, then settle down and marry up with you.
I want to toss a couple of thunderbolts just like Zeus. I want to dance the pas de deux at the ballet russe.
I want to swim from Calais to Dover, beat the boat train over by a half an hour,
and go to Pisa just to straighten the Leaning Tower. Eat all the flaming crepe Suzette I can devour.
I want to get Sinatra's autograph and saw a woman right in half, then settle down and marry up with you.
Oh, what fun singing with you, Chuck.
Oh, you said it, honey. They don't write songs nearly long enough to suit me.
Miss Piper, Miss Sparks.
Here we are, Stuart.
What is it, Stewie? What's happened?
Oh, something dreadful. Something absolutely awful.
Good grief, what is it?
Well, you know the locker room on D-Deck for the musicians and the ship's band?
Well, sure, of course.
Well, someone's broken in there and stolen every blessed one of their instruments.
What's this? All the band's instruments stolen? What lies behind this weird case of lyrical larceny? And how do the band and our two singers make out in this tough spot? Those are the questions. But the answers, well, you'll have to wait until next week at the same time. Join us then for another complete adventure of Nancy and Chuck. For laughter and song and a story of love, be with us at the same time on the same mutual station when the deep whistle of the SS Harmonia tells you we've brought you once more your passport to romance. Passport to Romance stars Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks and Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper. The cast included Laura Clandon, Howard Morris, Frank Richards, Anthony Kemble Cooper, and Merrilee Joles. The entire production is written and directed by Stanley Kaufman and is heard over most of these mutual stations at the same time each week. Music is conducted by Emerson Buckley. The song Settle Down and Marry Up was written by Victor Miller. There's nothing new under the sun, goes an old expression. Well, maybe not, but taking an old favorite parlor game and turning it into a brand new and refreshing kind of radio entertainment comes pretty close. It's 20 questions, on the air with a board of experts and plenty of posers, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time over many of these mutual stations. That new old game, 20 questions. Phil Tonkin speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.